Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Golf is on your mind and on the air. Right now, this is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
CDGA Golf Show here on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 HD2. And don't forget, you can watch the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. This segment sponsored by Fox Bend Golf Course, Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan, talking golf with you every single Saturday here throughout the golf season, 8 to 10 a.m. And we head on out now to the Jersey Mike's Hotline, where we find Vince Pellegrino from the Western Golf Association, the Senior Vice President of Tournaments, joins us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Vince. Thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Oh, for sure. Thanks thanks for having me on, Mike and Tyler. Good to talk with you guys.
So, Vince, the NV5 is back at the Glen Club, and I think for people who maybe aren't as familiar with this tournament, just look at some of the guys that have won, that have played in it, and you're going to see some of the top names that you see now on the PGA Tour. But how exciting is it for you to kind of be a little bit of a launching pad for such great PGA Tour careers?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you have to look no further than a guy like Scottie Scheffler, who won the NV5 Invitational. Let's not forget, presented by Old National Bank, your studio sponsor. Mm-hmm. But Scottie and Cam Young won the championship. But it is really a launching pad, you know, for their careers. I mean, the Korn Ferry Tour is a developmental tour for the PGA Tour, and you see the rising stars of the PGA Tour compete, and it's serious competition. And I think, you know, having it at a venue like the Glen Club is just a great spot. Easy to get around to, easy to get to, easy to park, easy to get into the facility, and some great vistas to watch some spectacular golf. But yeah, these guys are one step away from the PGA Tour, and you know it shows by who's won our championship. And so it's you know, Harry Hall won last year, and Harry's playing on the PGA Tour this year. So a lot of great players, and you know, we're really excited. We've got a date change this year, so normally we would be Memorial Day weekend, which of course was beautiful weekend this year, but now we've changed to July 25th to the 30th. So I think it's a little bit it'll be exciting because it's a little bit closer to the end of their season, which will make for some great excitement and competition.
Vince, good to have you on, buddy. I'm a huge, huge fan of not only the WGA and all the good work that you guys do, but of the Korn Ferry Tour, because as I always tell people, it's like seeing tomorrow's stars today. And to your point, the Glen Club, great location. Great location. I love what Kemper Sports is doing up there. But you mentioned the date change. How and why did the change of the date occur? And can we assume it was your goal that you wanted to get away from May?
Well, I just think that getting away from earlier in the golf season in Chicago is better. I think, you know, better for the golf course itself to mature. Obviously, the weather, people are more in the golf swing by then as well. I think it helped a little bit, you know, from a PGA Tour perspective, where they've got the Springfield, Missouri Championship right before us. I think just the cadence of the schedule works out a little bit better for us being in July. Now, it's pretty tough on our staff. We've got 6 championships in 9 weeks this summer, you know, with just finishing up the Western Junior last week at Midlothian. But we love this time slot. We really do. I think it's going to be great. You know, another real new thing for us this year is to have the championship live streamed by Barstool Sports for all 4 rounds of our event on Barstool TV. So that's another little added event. This championship is really gaining momentum, and I think people realize that you know, the tickets are pretty inexpensive. You can come out and see, you know, really the next stars of the PGA Tour. So it's great for our portfolio of championships.
Vince Pellegrino with us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline, the Senior Vice President of the Tournaments for the Western Golf Association. So that's exactly actually where I wanted to go next. You talk about the streaming for this. It's going to be on Barstool. And just what made you guys ultimately decide to go with Barstool as opposed to maybe a more traditional streaming service? We've seen Barstool do more stuff in college sports, specifically college basketball and college football. Why was Barstool the avenue that you guys ultimately chose?
Well, you know, we've dipped our toe in the water the past couple of years with live streaming the Western Amateur in partnership with the Golf Channel. And, you know, this is really a PGA Tour initiative. You know, this is something that they want to try to televise. They want to try to expose the Korn Ferry Tour brand to a wider, younger audience. And I think it's a really good match to have Barstool as a partner. This is again, it's really a PGA Tour initiative that we wholeheartedly welcomed because I think it's going to attract a younger audience to the championship. I think which is great for us. I mean, it's like I said, you know, having the Western Amateur live streamed and now having the Korn Ferry Tour event live streamed and seeing some of those same players like a guy like Ricky Castillo who won last week in Wichita. Who is just continuing to make a step in his career. I think it's going to be great to have that younger fan base watch these guys.
And Vince, you mentioned, you know, tickets, they're pretty inexpensive. As you say, they start at what, $20. And, you know, with the kids being out of school, I think getting volunteers and getting more spectators than ever, I think is going to be a good thing. As it relates to late July now versus a May date, are there concerns in how you set the golf course up? Because let's face it, these guys are good. They are really, really good. And I contend if you want to see guys hit the golf ball longer than anybody, the Korn Ferry guys hit it actually further than the PGA Tour guys. But with that being said, how are we going to protect the old girl, the Glen Club?
Well, if it continues to not rain, we might be okay. With how firm and fast it'll be out there. But, you know, I mean, I think it's a fun golf course, you know, for these guys to play. I think, you know, the feedback we've gotten consistently from the players after they play is that it's one of the best golf courses they play all year. And so, you know, we're proud of the partnership we have with Kemper Sports and the Glen Club to host this championship. But at the end of the day, these guys are really good. I mean, they're going to shoot low scores, and I think it's up to the PGA Tour and their rules and competitions folks to set up as tough as possible. Now, if we do get some rain in the next several weeks, hopefully that thickens up the rough a little bit, and then, you know, I mean, it's got to be an ideal scenario, an ideal weather pattern, quite frankly, to you know, challenge the best players in the world, like we had in 2020, you know, quite frankly, at Olympia Fields. If you get any kind of soft conditions, they're going to throw darts and they're going to make putts with how pure those greens roll. You know, if they read them right, they're going in. So, you know, it's tough to challenge them. But usually over the course of four rounds at a place like the Glen Club, the cream rises to the top, as we've seen in the past with Cam Young and Scottie Scheffler winning. So I'm not too worried about it because – at the end of the day, too, this is entertainment, and it is fun to see. You know, it's not the U.S. Open. It's fun to see these guys go low and you know, shoot low scores and entertain the fans that are out there.
Vince Pellegrino from the Western Golf Association with us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. So, Vince, switching gears here now to the BMW Championships. It is back in the state of Illinois, not just that, but back at Olympia Fields as well. Just how important is it from your standpoint to have a tournament like this back in the state of Illinois?
Well, extremely important. You know, obviously this is where our headquarters of the Western Golf Association, Nevin Scowers, are based. Chicago's our home. Having a premium golf club, country club like Olympia Fields, where it has such rich history of hosting championships, you know, U.S. Opens and U.S. Amateurs and women's PGAs and obviously many Western Opens in the past, having Jack Nicklaus win there in 1968, it's got a rich history of championships. And it was really unfortunate in 2020 to have the finish that we did in a playoff with John Rahm and Dustin Johnson. And John making that 66-foot snaking putt, from the left side of the green all the way down to the bottom right of the green, was a historic moment. And it was unfortunate to not have the great fans of Chicago to see that. I can't guarantee another finish like that because that was pretty unbelievable. But, people are supporting the championship. The corporate partners have showed up already to sell out our corporate hospitality. We're just excited to be back and really show the golf fans of Chicago what the best 50 players in the world can do on the championship golf course. So we had a great championship in 19 at Medina before the pandemic, had a wonderful competition at Olympia, and it's nice to be back and showcase the best players in the world.
So, Vince, it's so great. We got two professional events. I feel bad for the staff. You've got them working like crazy. But for us golf fans in what I consider one of the greatest golf cities in the world, Chicago, we've got two professional events literally in our backyards in the south suburbs and up in there in the northern suburbs. But you go to Caves Valley next. You then go to Belle Reve. And that agreement with BMW goes through 2026, as does your agreement with Kemper at the Glen Club. Can you give us any insight or at least a hint as to when we might see professional golf back in Illinois? And I know we have the President's Club at Medina, but that's an exhibition. I'm talking tournament golf, the highest level that you can bring. What's 2027 in professional golf looking like for Chicago and beyond?
It's a great question. We hope to continue the relationship with the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour for the NV5 Invitational presented by Old National Bank at the Glen Club. We hope that continues in 27. You know, as far as the BMW Championship after 26, we haven't really made decisions yet. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to announce anything today. but Chicago is our home. We want to get back here. Our donor base is here. A lot of our member clubs are here that support the Evan Scholars Foundation. We're going to continue to host championships, whether it's the junior or the amateur. But, as far as professional golf, we haven't made any decisions yet to take the championship back here. But know that it's high on our priority list, considering that this is our home. So, and we've got great championship courses in the Chicagoland area, and it's something that we're working on for the future.
Vince Pellegrino, the Senior Vice President of Tournaments, Western Golf Association, with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So the BMW Championship is one of those elevated events, those designated events that the PGA Tour has laid out for this season on the tour. Just how significant, and have you noticed maybe something with some of these designated events in terms of attendance or anything that you've sort of picked up on over the course of this year?
Yeah, and I think they're accomplishing the goal they set out to have the best players in the world compete more often together, and that is happening. I mean, I was at the Heritage this year down in Hilton Head, and it's a wonderful championship. It's the week after the Masters, but all the best players showed up and competed, and it was a different vibe. It was different on the television. The leaderboard was great. I think the PGA Tour is doing a nice job of really creating excitement with the best players playing together. But then even the championships that are just full field events next year and this year, they start to develop profiles of players you may not have heard of. So it's a nice balance of having the best players together. I think they're going to, next year try to figure out what the cadence of that schedule looks like, so it's not so rigorous on the top players, playing two, potentially 3 weeks in a row, allowing some of the full field events to get some of the top players in a week that might be a down week. I think the tour's done a really nice job of creating a schedule that's ultimately going to run, January through the playoffs, after the Tour Championship. So we're very fortunate to be in that penultimate event in the playoffs, having the top 50 players in the world. But I think that's what you're going to see probably in the next, month or so, the Tour come out with a schedule for next year that has a really nice balance of designated events and full field events culminating with the playoffs. And then really, after the playoffs, having a fall event series that will help, you know, identify those players who didn't make the playoffs, but that'll retain their tour card and their status for next year. So it's kind of another season outside of the regular season. So I really like what they've done, and we'll see what the schedule looks like for next year. But, you know, we're very fortunate to be in the place that we are with the best players in the world. You know, I mean, the playoffs, if you just look at the FedEx Cup playoffs right now, having Rahm at the top and Scotty and Homa and Wyndham Clark, obviously, after his U.S. Open victory, and Rory and Finau. How about Nick Taylor? And that win at the Canadian Open was amazing. The list goes on and on of great players. Ricky Fowler jumping up after his U.S. Open performance into the top 20. So it's great for us to have the best players in the world, and I think it'll be great for the fans of Chicago to come out in mid-August to see us at Olympia Fields.
Want to try to secure either some grounds tickets or trophy club tickets? First and foremost, are tickets available, and are you in the need of any volunteers at this point?
Well, we can always use volunteers. I mean, you know, we need about 2,000 volunteers. We're pretty close. We've got a waiting list for most committees. I think we've got a couple committees. I think we can use a few more volunteers. Not many, but we'll take all the help we can get, because they're really the lifeblood of the championship. They are what allows us to donate back to the Evans Scholars Foundation, our volunteers, and we couldn't be more proud to have a great group of Chicago-based volunteers that really follow us around the country. Tickets are available at bmwchampionship.com. We've got regular grounds tickets. We've got upgraded tickets. We've got individual hospitality tickets available. But those, you know, after this past couple weeks on tour with the great competition, those tickets are dwindling. So I would say get out there and get them now before they're gone. But yeah, it's going to be a great championship, and we're really excited to have the championship August 15th through the 20th.
Vince, appreciate you taking some time with us, and best of luck with these upcoming tournaments. Looking forward to taking them in and enjoying them.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Vince Pellegrino, Senior Vice President of Tournaments for the Western Golf Association, with us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. When we come back, a couple people still want to talk about Rory McIlroy. Fair or foul that he was rooting for a three-putt from Wyndham Clark? We'll take all those calls when we come back. 312-332-3776 if you want to join us as well. This segment sponsored by Fox Bend Golf Course.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
A segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. Tyler Rocky, Mike Gilligan, talking all things golf with you. Talk a lot of U.S. Open so far today. We'll talk with Ron Cassidy, the Director of Golf Operations for the Glenview Park District, live from the Glenview Park Golf Club, where Mike Gilligan is at today. If you want to join us here, 312-332-3776. We were talking a little bit earlier about Rory McIlroy, and is it fair or foul that he said this at the end of his press conference talking about Wyndham Clark and his approach on 18?
You don't want to wish bad on anyone, but you're really hoping for a three-putt. You know, you're hoping to somehow get into a playoff to keep giving yourself a chance, and yeah, I mean, you're rooting for one guy, and that guy's yourself at that point. And you're just hoping for the other guy to slip up or make a mistake or give you a glimmer of hope. And Wyndham was pretty much rock solid all day, and you know, that was a great two-putt at the last.
So fair or foul that Rory McIlroy openly says that he was rooting for a three-putt? 312-332-3776. Rob is in Texas. What's up, Rob?
Hello. First of all, great to hear. Morning. First of all, great to hear you talk about Olympia Fields. I had the pleasure of working there from age 12 to 22.
Fantastic.
Many years ago. I'm now 65, so I still have fond memories of the place. I'm looking forward to the upcoming tournament. I think it was fair from the standpoint this was done after the tournament was over. You know, had he been interviewed in the trailer before the Clark even putted, I think that would be different. This wasn't like a scene out of, you know, Caddyshack where he was standing around the green hollering at him to miss it. And everybody knew the answer to the question. You didn't know how he might answer it, but you knew what the answer was. So to me, not that big of a deal.
Interesting. And appreciate the phone call there, Rob. How the timing may have mattered too. Like, Wyndham wasn't on the course at this point. It was all said and done. You knew the fate of the tournament was already in hand. So timing, Mike, in your eyes, does the timing of it matter at all?
You know, it does. I think, obviously, if he's there rooting, you know, split screen, and he's saying he hopes he misses it, it's just optically it's not a good look. But I, you know, I do like what Rob said. I think it does matter that it was all post everything. But had that come up, you know, prior to him hitting the putt, I think he'd have taken a bigger beating in the media and the social media for that matter.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. Patrick's in Glen Ellen. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how you doing, Tyler and Mike?
We're good. What's going on with you?
Another beautiful day. Just got out of a meeting and would never miss your show. It's a huge fan of the CDGA and the number eight Club Supreme Jersey Mike's. It's just a delicious sandwich.
Yes, indeed.
I think with Rory, completely fair. Guy's a class act. Heck, when I'm playing against my three older brothers, I'm constantly hoping they miss. You know, and three putts. So I think it's only natural to try to win. Rory's a class act, and he's good for the game of golf and just a great ambassador. And I hope this show goes on for the next 50 years. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it there. Yeah, I mean, I think we've all sort of been in Rory's shoes, like Patrick just said there. Like, we've all kind of been in some sort of match, obviously for much lower stakes than the U.S. Open, but we've all kind of been there before. We've all been standing on a green. Maybe we're not fist pumping after a miss there. I think most people would have a little bit more respect than that, but I think we've all been in that situation where we, deep down, maybe even not even deep down, but we, somewhere in our bodies, are rooting against whoever we're in a playing group with.
Yeah, and I thought Patrick made a couple of neat points there, and I would absolutely agree. And, you know, and it's funny, people might say, oh, well, if you do that, the golf gods are going to be against you. Well, I guess in this case, they certainly weren't, because Rory made his first hole-in-one this week at the Travelers.
Yeah, that's right.
He hit a 5-iron from 218 on the eighth hole. And did you know that Rory has played in his career on the tour 3,253 par three holes, and he finally got his first ace.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of aces, too, I do want to give a quick shout out to one of our teammates here at ESPN Chicago and a great ambassador and listener of the game of golf and of the CDGA Golf Show, Robbie Gold, the all-time leading scorer in Bears history, who you hear frequently on this radio station. He had an ace last weekend as well. So congratulations to Robbie for dropping in an ace over the past weekend.
Yeah, Robbie had it at Glen Oak, and I got word from Andy Rohn, because Dan Rohn was in his group.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And at the Pinky Invitational in the practice round, he knocked it in the hole. And he went ahead and he bought everybody in the group, as I understand it. And I could be wrong, but as I understand it, he bought everybody Air Jordan golf shoes for all the players, all the caddies, and the professionals at Glen Oak Country Club. And he called it one of, like, his greatest sporting achievement. Now, that, I don't know. I mean, I think he's hit some clutch field goals.
Yeah, he's
for
knocked
us, but
the Packers out of the playoffs
an ace
a couple
means
times.
That much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, class act by Robbie there to buy the Jordans. And yeah, I heard about that because he couldn't buy drinks for people because since it was an event, it was an open bar. So when you can't buy drinks like that, what's the next thing to do? Oh, we'll just go buy Jordans for everybody. So that Robbie Gold, stand-up guy there. 312-332-3776. Mike's in Griffith. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I got to tell you, if I was Rory when the kid stepped up on the 18th tee, I'm hoping that ball goes five fairways over. I mean, this is competition. You think the people in Cleveland were rooting for Michael Jordan to hit that shot? Hell no. I mean, that's what it's about. You want to win. And if you're not on the course anymore, well, the only way to win is to have someone go off, off kilter. That's the way it goes. You think Ivan Lendl stood back and said, wow, I hope this guy blows an ace past me right now? Of course not. Hey, I got a question for you guys, though. How come in all the discussion about the PGA and the LIV and all this other stuff, nobody ever says, what do the golfers think? How do the golfers feel about this? How do they feel being compelled to do something a bunch of guys who never tee it up in a tournament are trying to dictate what they do, how they do it, when they play, how they're going to be processed, where they have to be? Nobody ever talks about the players. And I called you guys a year ago and I said, Phil Mickelson is 1,000% right. The last guys whose opinion ever counts in this is the players, and yet they're the guys out there breaking their backs, their knees, their spines, their ankles, their shins, and these guys who run it are collecting millions right off the top, and the players don't have an opinion in any of this because you knew that happened when Rory McIlroy got the word. He goes, what just happened? Nobody ever told me, but they're just riding the players' backs, though, you know? Seems a little unfair.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Mike. I think a large part of it is they don't know what exactly is coming down the way right now. It hasn't really been communicated. It hasn't really been established. Hell, the deal isn't even officially signed. Like, the ink isn't even dry on the contract yet. So I think it's just they're all sort of living through the great unknown right now. So that's kind of where we're at right now. 312-332-3776. We'll try to squeeze a few more of you in as well before we get on out of here. But when we come back, Ron Cassidy, Director of Golf Operations from the Glenview Park District, will join us live with Mike from the Glenview Park Golf Club. That's all coming up next. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
Segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today. Let's head on out to the Glenview Park Golf Club, our great presenting sponsor here on the CDGA Golf Show. And that's where Mike has been broadcasting all morning. And we're joined now by Ron Cassidy, Director of Golf Operations for the Glenview Park District. Morning, Ron. Thanks so much for joining us here today. And seems like it's a great event going on out there. You got a beautiful day for it. I got the picture from Mike of his setup for today. Picture perfect day at one of my favorite courses in the entire state.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, we've got a gorgeous day going on out here. And Mike and I were talking before the show. He said when we thought of this several months ago, this was the exact picture that we were thinking about. We're overlooking the 9th and the 10th right now, and guys are teeing off over our shoulder and in front of us, and just a beautiful day right now. We're on a great stretch. The lack of rain is great for golf, but a little stress on the turf itself, but we're watering and we're keeping the place beautiful.
Ron, thanks for being here, and really thanks for being our host today. This is like Tyler said, this is one of my favorite places in our district. And you know, every time I come to Glenview Park, I'm greeted with some of the best hospitality, customer service, and yet you guys have not had a day off probably since, what, April or March? this weather, while it's all good, tell me some of the challenges that you're going through when we have just been like living in the state of California, San Diego weather style here.
Yeah, we quite a contrast from even last year when May had measurable rain, like over 9 inches. I think the last time we looked, we've had maybe a half an inch since the middle of April. So, you know, we're just working real hard. Todd Vermillion, our golf course superintendent, his crew, they're out there just paying particular attention to everything, hand watering, throwing a bunch of water on the golf course at night, and putting the irrigation system to the test. The golf shop staff inside doing a wonderful job. The phone's been ringing off the hook, so we're really enjoying a great stretch of weather, a great golf season. I don't remember, for a while at least, this long of a stretch of just great weather and people coming out and playing and having a great time.
Yeah, that lack of rain, Ron, like I've played a few times and I've noticed, especially the last couple of weeks, like it feels like my drives are rolling a couple extra yards here. So it's been nice, I feel like, off the tee for some people, but I'm sure it's been very stressful, like you mentioned, to everyone who is maintaining the course right now.
Yeah, we're definitely firming up. The greens are rolling just spectacular. With as busy as we've been, it's been hard to go ahead and get some top dressing down on the greens. But, again, Todd and the crew, they're coming in at some really odd hours to get some maintenance done and try to get their fertilizer down. And sometimes even in the middle of the night, he's out there running the sprayer. So we're finding ways to get it done to make it beautiful.
You know, Tyler, when I'm looking out here at this most beautiful view here, I can't even words can't even describe it, but what I'm looking at here is the greenest golf course that I've seen in the last few weeks. A lot of courses that I've visited in the past 2 weeks almost look like Arizona. Green fairways and blonde rough. But here, I think because of the intimacy and where the sprinkling system works, this place is the greenest golf course I've seen.
Yeah, once again, I can't say enough about the crew we made an investment in our own well well over 20 years ago to make sure that we had water to irrigate the golf course, and we're certainly putting it to a test this year. So we're very fortunate and very lucky, providing a great golf course for everybody. It's a great feeling to know that people are coming out here and enjoying the scenery, enjoying the conditions. I know that when we had the scramble qualifier on Thursday and 84 or 86 players came out here, and I think we had some great scores, some 9 and 10 under gross scores. So guys are firing and shooting and playing well.
So we have an event here. If people want to play Glenview Park and experience this, on July 28th, we have the CDGA Golf Show Listener Appreciation Outing. And there are still some limited space for singles and for foursomes to join. But tell us a little bit of what they can expect from your perspective when we come out here on the 28th.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a great event. We've got a team best 2 ball of 4. You do need to be a CDGA member because we are going to be using 85% of your handicap to go ahead and handicap the event. But we're going to have a full day of events. We're going to tee off. We're going to have some food before we get going. We're going to have some great golf on the course. Going to have some post-round activities. Lots of great prizes. I know Chicago Blackhawks are involved, Zero Friction's involved, Tour Edge, Titleist is going to be out here, Imperial, just a whole bunch of great things. Live music afterwards, so it's just going to be a full day on the golf course and a ton of fun.
Yeah, and only for $150 gets you all of this. You're going to get a gift pack that's going to knock your socks off, because you've mentioned some of them, but from Cutter & Buck, Imperial, Titleist, Tour Edge, yeah, we're going to have some really fun people out here. The founder, David Glad from Tour Edge, is going to be out. John Iacono from Zero Friction. The Blackhawks are sending a foursome of some of the administration team to us. But one of the things that we're going to be playing for, the grand prize of this whole thing, some foursome's walking away with a stay-and-play trip for 4 to Tullymore Resort for 2 nights, 3 rounds of golf. You play 2 rounds on St. Ives and 1 on Tullymore. And one foursome's walking home with that. But as you mentioned, we've got golf from Glenview Park, Geneva National, and there'll be others. So there will be a plethora of prizes and giveaways at our inaugural CDGA Golf Show Listener Appreciation Golf Outing, and we couldn't have picked a better place than Glenview Park to have it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. Again, it is the inaugural event, and we hope to keep this going and make sure it's ready to go for years to come. It's been a great run having as presenting sponsor of the radio show, so this is just a great way to tell all the listeners, thanks for listening, have some fun, and come on out.
Ron, one thing that I'm still fascinated with, and I'm sure I asked you this last year as well, but just the where we're at from the pandemic, right? Like, golf was one of those sports that had a huge boom in participation across the board. How have you seen that hold up, rise even more since 2020?
Yeah, we, you know, 2020, as we know, was real interesting. And even with the restrictions in place, we still saw somewhere close to 39,000 rounds in a restricted atmosphere. 2021, we jumped up to 47,000 rounds. And even in 2022, we were in the mid-40s, 43, 44,000. So while we peaked a little bit, we've come back down just a hair, but we've leveled off. And it just the drive and the desire to come out and play it's been sustainable. And people are just continuing in the game and playing. We're seeing a new type of player. We're seeing a newer player to the game coming out and enjoying a very recreational atmosphere. Lots of Bluetooth speakers on golf carts. And in fact, our new fleet of golf carts even has Bluetooth built into
yes.
them, so
mm-hmm.
you can pair up your phone and play. And heck, even listen to the show this morning too. So, they're coming out. They're having a great time. They're enjoying themselves. We had obviously the scramble event on Thursday, and then right after that on Friday we had another event with a local service organization that they came out and just enjoyed another beautiful day. So. Lots of golf, lots of people come out and enjoy the place.
And again, if for those who have never been to Glenview Park, I without question, it's one of the finest conditioned public golf courses you're going to see. You're going to get a private club experience at a public setting. And, you know, for folks who want to join us on July 28th, it's a Friday. It's a noon shotgun. They just go to cdga.org and click on social competitions. And then just go ahead and register. It has all the information about the event. But you do need to be a CDGA member to play. So, you know, go to cdga.org and sign up. And any other parting words of wisdom for us, Ron?
Well, no, I just thanks again for coming out. It's been wonderful having you guys out here this morning. We're never sitting still out here. On this coming Thursday, we've got some live music out on the patio by the Victor Brown Band. Lou Brown and his group is a local Glenview guy that they're coming out to raise some money for the Glenview Optimist Club. So they're gonna be out here cranking some music and having some fun later in the evening. Course Italian, our restaurant partner, will be open serving some food and drinks. So if you're not doing anything Thursday, a mere $10 donation that goes to the Glenview Optimist Club, you can enjoy some great live music and some fun. And heck, if the weather stays like this, I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful night to be sitting outside and looking at the sunset over the ponds on 9 and 10 here.
Awesome stuff. Appreciate it, Ron, and looking forward to everything that's coming up out at Glenview Park Golf Club. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Ron Cassidy, the Director of Golf Operations for the Glenview Park District, live on site at the Glenview Park Golf Club, our great presenting sponsor. When we come back, we will try to squeeze in a few more of your calls and also go around the CDGA. This segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Thank you to Sean Graney and Charlie Bevins for producing today's show. This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. Want to squeeze in a few calls quickly before we take a whip around the CDGA. So we were talking a little bit earlier about Rory McIlroy and him openly rooting for, not openly rooting, but after admitting that he was rooting for Wyndham Clark to three putt. Real quick, Carmen in North Riverside. What's up, Carm? Carmen.
Mike, Tyler, good morning.
What's going
on? I know I'm on the clock, so I'll make it quick. Can you name me a person who has disagreed with their sports team that has backed into a win? They got to the playoffs because they lost, and their competition lost also. Look, Rory wasn't having a day. He couldn't get over the hump. But what are you going to do? You want the guy to miss so you can try again because you're a fighter. Like, leave him alone. Everybody has had a team back into a win.
Yeah.
Are you proud of it? Maybe not, but you got there, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that. Thanks for the call, Carm. You look at what the—I mean, just take a look at what the White Sox did earlier this week, right? Like, it wasn't maybe the proper call or what have you, but a win is a win, and you don't apologize for it. Mo's in Frankfurt. What's up, Mo?
Hey, how are you doing? Great show. So, oh, I always listen to you guys.
Appreciate it.
TBNGA.org. Always good. Get on there. What Rory said is what he felt, and we shouldn't criticize him. We always want the truth. We always want players to say what they want because that's good media. That's good, the truth, okay? And it is what it is. I mean, I was rooting for Ricky Felt, you know, but it's okay. I was rooting for Ricky, but I know what Rory felt like, and he felt, and he said what he felt, and that's what we want, the truth.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Mo. Appreciate it. All right. Mike, quickly, what is going on around the CDGA this week and beyond?
Well, first and foremost, a congratulations to Han Risver from Miami, Florida, the inbound freshman to the UCF, or University of Central Florida, for winning the 105th Western Junior at Midlothian this past week. University of Illinois All-American golfer Tommy Cool from Morton, Illinois, received the final sponsor's exemption of four of them into the John Deere. And if you remember, Tommy is the gentleman who DQ'd himself from a U.S. Open qualifier at Illini Country Club for fiction aerification marks. Tommy's playing currently on the PGA Tour Canada. But Tommy shot like 62. He won this thing. And as a gentleman, he realized he broke the rules, and he disqualified himself. So glad to see good things happen to Tommy Cool. Birdies in baseball, July 6, American Family Field. Golf at X Golf at 11, first pitch at 110. $100 gets you 9 holes of golf, open bar during the golf, CDGA gift bag, and an infield box seat to watch the Cubs beat up the Milwaukee Brewers. Such a great deal. Contact Eric Ciotti at eciotti@cdga.org. Tomorrow we start, on Monday, the CDGA Amateur at Lakeshore Country Club. We will crown a champion on Thursday, the 29th, and also on Monday there's a two-person scramble over at Hawthorne Woods. Good luck to all of our CDGA members on Monday and throughout the rest of the week. And remember, fix an extra ball mark and replace your divots.
All right. That's going to do it for us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Thanks to everyone for listening, calling, participating today. And looking forward to being back with you next week, Mike, as another great week of golf ahead of us here. Should be beautiful conditions throughout the course of the week. So looking forward to talking with all of you once again next week right here from 8 to 10 a.m. every single Saturday here on the CDGA Golf Show. If you missed anything, be sure to check out the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcast, the CDGA Golf Show right here on ESPN 1000. You can get it on that ESPN Chicago app. Had a great conversation with Vince Pellegrino earlier today talking about the NV5 presented by Old National Bank, as well as the BMW Championships returning here to the great state of Illinois, taking place later on out at Olympia Fields. This segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology. We'll talk to all of you next week.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.